So, François, you were third up, I think, tonight at TEDx Belfast. Can you give us just a very quick idea of the kind of challenge you were putting out to the folk in Titanic Belfast who were listening?
Well, a lot of people that are sitting here and the ones who will be listening are very privileged people. And the challenge was basically to look at why they have what they have. And it's mainly because a lot of people have done the building blocks for their lives, and to share that with those who are struggling to make it, help them get somewhere.
So you told a little of your own story, coming from, I guess, being born in the slums.
Yes.
In Kenya, and now ending up teaching in Campbell College. Yeah. Though I guess you're still trying to build connections with Kenya, and you're also taking children from Campbell back there.
Yes, yes.
Tell us a bit about the impact that made on those lives.
The pupils come back very different. They still belong to this world, which is fine because that's where they're born, but they look at it differently. Whatever they have, they appreciate, and when it comes to giving to help others, they think more about the impact of changing lives as opposed to sharing material, and that's what's the most important thing. It also gives them a perspective of their own lives, organizes their thoughts, gives them something to aspire and to believe they can make differences for others and even for their own selves.
You made an interesting comment near the beginning where you talked about kind of the children in the slums. Actually, they dared to dream as well.
Yes.
And that shouldn't be forgotten, really.
Yes.
Children everywhere.
Yeah, children are children everywhere. Those children, I mean, if you ask any of them, again, as I said, what they'd like to be, none of them says, I want to be such and such if I don't die soon. They don't say that. They think they will not die, even though it's so real in their lives, and they want to be big things. It's a pity if nobody helps them to get these aspirations that they really want.
If people want to find out a wee bit more about some of, you have a kind of a charity and so on, where can they find out more?
www.jengana.com, and the contacts there will give the address to our work.
Brilliant.